So here I am, riding an elevator to the penthouse suite of the most powered lawyer in the city. Why? Because my sweet little Roger's in trouble. He has been framed for a crime he didn't commit, and it's up to me to save him. I admit, the evidence doesn't look good, but he said he didn't do it, and that's enough for me. Only problem is, no one will take on his defense. Open and shut case, they said. Obviously guilty, they said. Throw the book at him, they said. And they did. A whole fucking library. That's why I've come to you, the most brilliant attorney in Toontown, to convince you to take the case. Beg on my knees. You told me I looked good on my knees. You knew I don't have anywhere near enough moolah to pay you. A nightclub singer doesn't make a lot in tips. And my darling husband isn't popular in the movies like he used to be. He's worth his weight in gold to me, but not to the bank. You said you were sure we could come to some kind of arrangement, already violating me with your eyes. The way you watched my every move, undressing me in your filthy mind, bulge straining against the fabric of your designer pants. Down, boy, I said with a coy giggle, playing my part in the game of pretense. I knew exactly what kind of arrangement you were talking about. I knew what I'd have to do. So here I am, riding this elevator like some cheap little tramp. Except I'm not cheap. I'm expensive. And I would do anything for my honey bunny. The elevator stops, the doors slide open like a stage curtain, and the little bell announces my arrival. Cute. The room is clean, efficient, and richly decorated, but not overstated, softly lit, and quietly spoken. Like you. You're a man who knows he doesn't have to shout. You're used to getting what you want without a word. And tonight, you want me. But it won't be that easy. You'll have to ask nicely. You sit in the leather armchair behind a mahogany desk. I take a standard pose and present myself for inspection. Finally, you notice that I've arrived. Playing hard to get. Make up your mind, mister. This gal doesn't like to be kept waiting. I watch you adjust your big shot tie. You raise your eyes slowly, taking your time to travel up my shapely legs. Your gaze slides over my curves like a hot knife through butter as a smug, self-satisfied smile creeps across your lips. And you know women find you handsome, and you're unshakable in your certainty that I will too. But you're nothing to me. I step into your high-powered office, the confident click-clack of my double-red stilettos like a slow round of applause. But then, I always did like a slow hand. I let you drink me in like a Long Island iced tea on a sultry summer night. You're captivated within the unending gaze I've directed at you, and now I'm about to draw you so deep into me, you'll drown in my eyes. Since you feel comfortable staring far too brazenly at my legs, I begin my signature slow, sensual walk towards you. I move with feline grace. My eyes locked on yours. You watch my ass sway from side to side. You like that? I know you do. My dress parts like a curtain, the slit down my thigh, revealing a tantalizing glimpse of a garter. But it's what you can't see that I want you to wonder about. This is so fucking easy for me. I know the way my body moves can drive you crazy, make you so sexed up. You will do anything for me. I've made men blow their load in their pants just by watching me. My seductive, teasing gestures, each carefully choreographed movement flowing seamlessly into the next. My perfect curves flowing gently, meandering like a river, lightning in my eyes like a stormy southern summer night. You may have dabbled in watercolors before, but I suspect that you are totally unprepared for a girl like me. I'm the kind of girl your mother warned you about, and you spent a lifetime trying to find. I'm going to make sure I blow your mind, among other things. You see, I can't really help it. I'm not bad. Not really. I'm just drawn that way. I have you transfixed as I undo the zip of my dress and shimmy out of it. I let it fall to the floor, puddling at my strappy, pointed, and elegant stilettos. You swallow hard, trying to keep your cool, but squirming uncomfortably in your chair. I can practically feel your heat. You can't believe the vision that steps out of her dress. You cast your eyes over every curve of my voluptuous figure. My full, generous breasts spill out a pair of 48 double delicious handfuls. Nipples as tight as bullets and pointed straight at you. My lacy black panties framed by a garter belt suspending sheer silk stockings at my thighs. So shapely, so smooth, so enticing. My eye makeup is dramatic and dark. Sultry and smoky, accentuating my bright, smoldering eyes. I look down and then up, gazing at you from beneath hooded eyes. A little girl lost look that makes you shiver and tightens a knot in your stomach. And there it is, that delightful confusion on your face. You don't know whether to cuddle me like your precious little princess or fuck me into submission like a dirty little slut. I get that a lot. There is a decanter on the table. Whiskey, 2 glasses. I pour a generous shot for each of us. I look over my drink at you, with smoldering eyes savoring every last drop. I put the glass down on your desk and lick my luscious lips, making them glisten. You squirm even more uncomfortably in your chair. I offer you a glass and take a sip. You cough and sputter. I smile as your veneer of sophistication is stripped bare before me. For a moment, you stutter, an embarrassed college freshman trying too hard to play it cool. Whiskey is a little strong for me. Funny, you don't strike me as a man who can't handle his booze, but apparently tonight you're having trouble swallowing. Something that's never been a problem for me. I know how to hold my liquor, usually by the ears. Allow me, I say. I take your glass, gulp the whole lot into my mouth and hold it there. I press my lips to yours, parting them with my tongue in a sweet, intoxicating kiss. and I pour the hot, brown liquid from my mouth into yours, warming your throat, caressing like a lover's touch, putting fire into your belly, and for a moment, you catch a glimpse of the fire in my eyes. Not just burning with a hunger, a fucking inferno. Eyes so intent, they make you quiver. So deep, they pull you in and make you not care about falling. The kind of look that can make a pearl blush. And all directed at you. I slowly walk around you, trailing my long red nails along your broad shoulders, allowing you to hear the clip clop of my elegant heels. Slowly, sensuously, I tease you with the sound of my stockinged legs brushing together. A little strut in my stride, moving in that way that always gets me what I want. I tell you to sit down in a voice that flows like honey and sunshine, but hits you in the gut like an iron fist wrapped in a velvet glove. And like a good boy, you do. I lean back on your desk, arching my back more than is strictly necessary. Oh, poor boy. All that energy and emotion and testosterone bubbling inside you with no place to release it. I bet you just want to burst. A man like you can't help what happens around a woman like me. I dangle my stiletto heel pump on the end of my toes. I let it accidentally fall off my foot, and just accidentally, my stockinged foot brushes against the front of your pants, sliding along your rock hard cock, caressing, gently stroking its length. I can't help but smile as you gasp and moan in a way that tells me you won't last long. All ready to pop your quirk, I run the ball of my foot up and down your length, feeling you swell and strain against the fabric of your pants. I slide off your desk and purr, all sweet and sexy like a cat with the cream. I tell you to stand up, even if you're already standing at attention for me. I turn, slow and seductive, letting you watch the hypnotic movement of my tight, round ass. As I bend from the waist to peel off my soaking panties, I thrust my assets into your face, allowing you to smell my arousal. I turn, a sly little grin dances on my lips as I lean in close, tucking my panties neatly in your breast pocket, like a handkerchief. A little souvenir of me for those lonely nights. I lock my eyes on yours and I drop to my knees, gracefully. My red hair falls over my face. I look up at you, my full lips parted. Are you gonna make me beg? I place my hands on your knees and splay them apart. My back arches in a voluptuous curve, and I slide my body up between your thighs, slowly pushing my full, generous, and exquisitely defined breasts forward, rubbing them against your chest. You are my captive plaything, and you know it. Held fast by the weight of my stare, powerless to do anything but wait for my next move. Now I wonder, what am I going to do with you? What do you want me to do with you? Tell me. I bring my face just inches from yours. My dazzling eyes sparkle with a devilish delight. I know exactly what you need. Poor boy, so desperate, so needy. I smile sweetly as I undo your belt and unzip your fly. Finally, your hard, pulsating length is unleashed. You moan, almost a whimper. Easy boy, don't come just yet. My fingernails trail up your thighs. I push my palms to the base of your stomach. You groan and I slide them to your chest. My unbreakable stare keeps you captivated like a deer in the headlights. With elegant grace, I break the spell and push off from you. I turn my back to you. Slowly, I start to straighten my incredible legs. And so very sensually, I press my round, fuckable ass into that straining cock. I'll bet you would just love to bust your load over my ass, wouldn't you? Be a good boy. Hold on to it. Not yet. You wouldn't want to disappoint me, would you? I sweep myself up and turn around to face you, all in one fluid and refined movement. Straddling your lap now, I keep my eyes on you and you on mine. As I position my hips, and you feel it, my slick, wet warmth rippling down your tortured cock, all that pain, all that pent-up frustration, all that desperate fucking need. My cunt tightens and ripples over your throbbing cock with each thrust. I know that feels fucking amazing. I can feel that hot, aching, burning heat as I slowly rock my hips, gently, encouraging. You can feel my slick velvet wetness, tickling and teasing, riding your entire length now. I want you to feel it. Oh, really feel it. Building inside you like a storm. I pick up the pace, slam into you hard, fast, balls. Fucking deep. My tight, wet cunt slipping straight over your twitching cock, over and over, hard and fast. You're just about losing it. Moaning and whimpering, the confident, self-assured pretense replaced by a desperate, needy little boy. So I fuck you harder, faster. No wet dream girl is ever going to be this good. My dripping, slipping pussy ripples over your pulsing, throbbing, aching cock, taking you so deep, working your entire length. I soak it with my drizzling honey. I stroke it and I squeeze it. I circle my hips and grind onto you. The urgency of my movement increases. You need this. You need this so bad, but I won't let you. Not yet. Hold on, baby. I know you want to bust so much, but I want us to come together. And I'm so close. So fucking close. Hold it for me. don't come, I want to fuck you harder and faster. Fuck you with my hot, soaking my pussy. I'm not done yet. I'm going to milk your cock dry, drain every last drop of cum. I want you to fill my juicy cum till it dribbles down my thighs. I pull you into me, pressing my breast to your chest, hips gyrating and thrusting, moaning like a desperate little slut. I bite my lip and narrow my eyes. My brow crinkles in concentration. I move my hips in furious, angry circles. I wrap my fist around that fucking tie and tighten it like a leash. You're gonna come so hard, even if I have to choke the fucking orgasm out of you. You need to come. You need to shoot that load deep into me. Do it. Come on and finish me. Fucking come inside me. Come deep inside me. Flood my cunt. Make me a hot, soaking, wet mess. Come. Come right now. Be a good boy and fucking come for me. Good boy. With barely a sound, I slide off you, letting my full, ripe tits brush your still twitching cock, and you moan. Such a good boy. I slip back into my dress. I pause by the door to look over my shoulder at you for a moment, allowing you one last agonizingly tempting view of my perfect round ass. A Mona Lisa smile spreads across my face, as smooth as oil on water. I told you I would do anything for my honey bunny. Even the story likes the view, mister.